John, you're going to be late for the show. We've only got 5 minutes left to go.
5 minutes? Fuck, that's longer than some children live.
I was a latchkey kid, just like the rest of my generation. I never had much going on. I only avoided my parents because they were so fucked up. And then as the time passed, I got my hands on a computer. And after I got the computer for a while, it began to get a little stronger. I began to realize what was going on and what was happening. And after that, I began to realize that there's more freaks out there than there were normal people. And after all the normal people kind of realized that there's more freaks than them, then they started getting afraid. So then I started talking to these guys and organizing in large sections and groups and counterculture movements. And now I get to spew my guts out all over the radio every fucking week at Monday night, because my name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
You're about to listen to the Sean Kennedy Show on Ranch Radio. Email your opinions to theman@ranchradio.com or to Sumerian@info@ranchradio.com. And now, here's the man, Sean Kennedy!
Yes, it is time for the Sean Kennedy Show. This would be episode number 35 by 35. And that's a 35, or 35 and a half, 35. For those of you in Newfoundland. 35 and a half. So, how's it all going out there tonight? This is the Sean Kennedy Show. I am your host, Sean Kennedy, the world's first open source celebrity. Not just a great, this is a fucking...
That's good. That's a good tagline.
Actually, I
like
that. I should be a dynamic open source celebrity.
Are you dynamic?
A dynamically configured open source celebrity. Is he dynamic? He's very dynamic. I'm like more dynamic than Vin Diesel's triple X, which really licked bag. I wish I had a camera, because it's going to be one fuck of a trick. I wish you had some talent. That way, this would have been one fuck of a movie.
Heard it was good action.
Bad acting. No, there's no such thing as good action. I mean, good action without a story is just stunts.
True.
I mean, what the fuck's
that
about?
A lot of good stunts.
Tonight's topic is tech. Should we live with or without it? You're free. You are free.
You are free. You're free.
You're free. Just think of yourself in a small cube, hypercube, locked in a glass box, screaming, I'm free! I'm free! I'm free to describe this broadcast in all forms. You're free to do whatever you want with it. You can make transcripts and hand them out to little kids. You can hide them in Bibles. You could... Actually, that's a good one. Yeah, burn it to
hide
desk.
Them in Bibles, yeah.
Take it to a church you've never been to before and stand next to someone who's holding on an Awake magazine and hand out your CD right next to them that says, Awake, Awoken.
I have Awoken.
There's Awake and Awoken. So that would be good. Through the IRC tonight, these are all the people who showed up on cyberspace.
And we thank you.
Hello, Internet. Hello, Sean. We have Derek.
Hey, Derek.
Smokey back in light.
Okay.
He's back in the light.
Back in light! I get the fight! I'm so crippled I can't even sit tight.
Snake out there, Alpha 736. Anoxia, Australia. Another Australian person.
All right.
Cool.
Bring him in.
Barcode, Cerulean, Chemical Class Girl, Counter Six, Cybertech, TMC, The Man, The Myth, The Legend, Delamorta, Dubster, Disturbed, Enotion, Fester, D, Penis. Enotion, I had something I wanted to say about Enotion.
Bad or good?
I think it was good.
Wasn't it both?
Enotion's cool.
Thing you did the, last week?
Yeah, probably. You know, shit's cool. So. Master D, Penis, Grin Reaper, Griffin, JoJo the Dogface Boy, K-16. I wonder if K-16 was always K-16 after K-16 the Widowmaker.
I don't know. He showed up at Fragmart and was...
Oh, wait.
Start again.
Oh, where's my mic? Oh, there. Holy shit, who is this?
Who,
that's right.
Oh, my God.
In the studio tonight is Priest.
Hi.
Priest.
We've changed his name.
Oh, okay. Just to confuse the listeners.
P-R-1-E-S-T. Yes. Destro is now Priest. So,
that's
everyone,
true.
Please update your email.
Not Priest Destro?
You betcha. No, no, either or.
Reverend,
I mean,
Destro?
Really, Reverend Destro.
My Priest. Digital baptism involved a large chicken and a smack in the face from a 50-year-old woman.
Was it a private one?
Was she naked? Kaxler. I'm still going through. We had K-16. Right. Kaxler. Kindling Boy. Sort of like the Wicker Man, only now you're Kindling Boy. Crazy Fuck, Leshek, Mary Resting, Microcube, Mind Pirate, Mind Trip, Miss Fortune Cookie, Neko's HWK, Neuralize, Nixon, No Magic Drazel, Noisemaker. Holy shit, there's a lot of people in there. I got the hiccups. Paladin, Fire, Pretender Australia, Broom Squalor. I think she's a girl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's a hot girl.
Yeah.
She's a girl. Rant Enki, Ratfucker, Rose.
Rose?
Rose? Is that the Rose I think it is?
Dun, dun, dun. Let me check it out for you.
Is that local?
Yep.
Really?
Huh.
That's Rose.
If that is Rose.
Hello, Rose. I wonder if Rose is actually missing tonight.
Most likely.
Rose is my would-be mistress.
Oh.
Yeah. It's kind of like having it's kind of like having a real mistress, only like we're just friends and I can't touch her.
Digital mistress?
That's right. Of Rose by
another name. We're actually friends. She comes out and sees me sometimes when I'm doing security.
Really good friends.
Yeah.
Special friends.
Well, in a my ring is burning kind of eye sore and I can't do shit kind of a way. But yeah. Yep. You know, but she's super cool. Sanic Sapphire, Shino Bichu BBL, Sideslide, Sir Dark, Sir Poopy Pants, Scavenger, Slider, Tantrix, who's calling me? Oh, you're on crack. Scavenger, Slider, Tantrix, Test Subject, The Bug, Templar Knight, Transistor, Trotsky's Ghost, Turmoil. Did I miss anyone? The Bug, Templar Knight, Trotsky's Ghost.
There's probably
Transistor.
A couple in there. When
Terrell, 911 up. Yes, Terrell might be getting a job as a 911 operator. Very, very
heard
cool.
That.
Volume Server Wave, Meet Vampire This Morning, WS Ninja, Zandad, Zenobia, who is I've claimed as my groupie. I think I might put Rose in with my groupie bunch, too.
Can some op, like.
Zenobia, Zemurgy, Kovan, Dr. Zodiac, Kazuma, Level 1, No Deal, Rainsputin, or Ratsputin, like Train Spotting, only Ratsputin, and Superator. Holy crap, that took forever. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Too many 75. Too many people,
Too many puppies with guns in their hands. How do they get, speaking of guns in their hands, how do they get in the IRC, Sam?
Well, put the gun in your hand. You download an IRC client, MIRC, if you want. www.mirc.com, and then go to the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel, or you can go to the webpage www.rantradio.com and then click on chat and you can chat like the rest of the people.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh yeah,
booger. If you want to get into the Rant Radio room or you want to contact us, you can get us at info@rantradio.com, especially if you want to set up your own shoutcast server. Ask Sim how to set up your own shoutcast server.
I believe that's covered in the FAQ.
Is it?
And it says fuck off.
Because that's all Sim gets, is requests for people to help him set up his shoutcast server. I just do that to fuck with Sim. He won't help you because he doesn't really care about you. Unlike me, I care about you.
Email Sean. He'll help you set up.
Yeah, I can't.
He'll answer all questions about relationships.
I cannot set up shit.
Military ops.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Ask me
anything.
Ask me to like name your kids or something. I enjoy that kind of thing. that's just great. So first of all, we have a...
Did we do everything on the list?
No, we're going to do this first, then we're going to do that.
Okay.
Okay, first thing we have to do is we have to sign a petition.
Do we?
Yes, we do.
Is it important petition?
Yes, link to this petition. This is important. This is probably the most important petition that we have done on the show.
Is it?
Yes.
Like more than the landmines, more than saving the trees?
Oh, yeah, very much so. This is someone we know.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. This is a petition here that once posted. Let's go back to it. This one here is a petition, give me some soft music. Okay. Just go.
I'll turn it down.
Okay. Okay.
I guess.
This is a petition to Kexler. We, the sign below, hereby declare that Kexler must get off the computer and spend as much quality time with Miss Fortune Cookie as she wants. Sincerely, the undersigned. Yes, Miss Fortune Cookie is feeling neglected. And the only way that we can get Kexler to spend the time with her that she needs. Yes, for a few moments of your minute every day, you can fill out this massive, massive pledge, this signature drive towards getting Kexler off the computer. The internet needs to speak and let Miss Fortune Cookie know.
That's right. I've signed it.
That
you should sign it, too.
That's true, because we got a winner.
We got a winner.
I said we got a winner.
Juice
by Kexler. So anyway. That was our humor for the night. Moving right along. Actually, we've had some funny shit. I had a weird fucking day today.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a weird
good
fucking
weird
day.
Or bad oh. weird. Just weird.
I locked my keys in my van
again.
Priest, yeah. The priest had to come rescue me.
Yeah.
Standing in the middle of the small parking lot, going, I want to die, fuck!
Yelling at passersby. Do you have my keys?
Do you have fucking keys? You got a crowbar? You don't have a crowbar. Look at you. You're an accountant. You're useless. No, so I couldn't do that. But earlier this morning, I get up, and about 3 weeks ago, I have a friend of mine who, Bula Bula. Was a friend of mine from the old What the Hell days. I believe it was Bula Bula. Yummy. Was her online name?
Yeah.
Yes. the yummy Bula Bula. Yes, Bula Bula had a really fucked up back. She's always had a fucked up back. Like, her back was just wrecked. And she used to do search and rescue and all this kind of stuff. Rather a tactical woman. Very sexy. Nothing more sexy than a tactical woman.
Uh-huh.
And her back was messed up. And I seen her the other day, and she was, like, standing up straight. Her back wasn't damaged anymore. She was, like, feeling good, looking good. She was putting on weight again, which is good because she got really, really slender for a while. They're not like you know.
Not like my slender.
Not like atheist vegan slender, but, like, pretty slender. And, and you know, and she's looking really good. She's and her back was better. And I said, holy shit, how'd you fix your back? She goes, oh, I went to go see this person. And they did energy work on me. Danger, danger, danger. And I'm like, you did energy work. Yes. What is energy work exactly? Oh, this is where, you know, they work with your energies and find out what your diet is and all this kind of jazz. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And then she starts talking to me and shit like that. Now Priest thinks this is the funniest shit ever because he knows that I'm like, oh, really? Now, normally I would not get involved with something like this. I would not go and try something like this if it was not for the fact that I had a good friend who went and did this and it worked. So I thought, well, it's $80. You know.
Could be psychosomatic. Maybe not.
Could be psychosomatic. Maybe not. Maybe it's mass hypnosis. Maybe she was drugged. I don't know.
Sounds like a lark.
Sounds interesting.
Let's go for it.
Let's go do the drugs. Because this is how I get the good stories to relay to you on Rant Radio. It's like, how do you do that shit? Well, how do you think I get these stories to tell you on the air?
I
don't sit in a room and fucking stare at the IRC and criticize everything else that everybody else does. I don't sit there and try to destroy internet organizations that I work so hard to create. Oh, wait, I'm ranting. No.
That's not allowed.
Yeah, none of that. So it was cool. So 3 weeks ago, I booked this appointment because this broad was, like, really, really booked up. Like, you couldn't get in to see this chick. So I go down there, and today was the day. Today was my turn.
Oh, it's today.
Today was my turn. 9:30 this morning. Get in there. Hey, what's up? Go in there, and it's, like, this little office, you know, with, like, a rug on the floor, and, like, this big rock that has water running over it and shit.
Get you in the mood.
Fucking Priest is turning blue over here. He's just laughing so fucking hard. I don't know what the fuck he's laughing at.
I'm just remembering that really, really ugly rock that time I went in with you there to try and find her.
ugly rock. It's a fucking rock.
No, it's this stupid flat rock. It's just like somebody...
Yeah, flat rocks are dumb.
They're so stupid.
Okay, whatever.
Whatever.
The judge's bitch.
It's funny.
It is that... Whatever. So, I go in there. And she's super cool, right? She's really nice. She's not like, oh, your energies are flowing around the room. You know, she's not, none of that shit, right? So I'm like, oh, okay, whatever.
Didn't throw any bones and chicken.
Yeah. Whoa, want to get buddy with the dreads to relax with that sickle? Yeah, that'd be great. You know, so I'm like, okay. So we go in there, and she's like, okay, well, what seems to be going on? Blah, 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 blah. And I say to her, I go, yeah, I'm really, I have really wicked mood swings.
No.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I don't notice that.
No, it's true. I do. I have really wicked mood swings, and sometimes I get really, really depressed. Like, I get psycho-depressed, and I'm up for a while, and I get psycho-depressed. And you know, people are talking about medication and all this kind of shit, you know, and there was that time I did that thing in jail, and it's not really important. You know, I didn't
do this for your best
interest. You know, and
my best interest.
All I wanted was a Pepsi, and that bitch wouldn't get it for me. And I was telling her this. I didn't tell her I was in jail. I was never in jail. I'm just kidding. But I told her I was in the Army, which is close.
Yeah.
And you don't believe me? Try being in the Army. So we're talking about this. She's like, okay, I've heard enough. She says, all right, get up on the table. So I get up on the table, take my shoes off. Not necessarily in that order.
Okay.
What are you doing taking my shoes off?
Was it an erotic massage?
No. It was really weird, actually. Imagine lying on your back, okay? Lying on your back. On your back with your hands down by your sides, okay?
Yeah.
Now take one of your arms and, like, point directly at the ceiling if you're lying on your back. Yes, you're pointing straight up. Sorry, pointing straight up.
Yep.
Okay? And she grabs hold of my wrist and starts talking to...
You didn't lash out, did you?
No. She's like, I'm like, look, well, I could have choked this bitch out with one hand, right? I'm like, whatever.
It's like, what are you doing?
And I'm like... Well, I'm kind of looking at her. I'm like, okay, well, there's this big flat rock on the other side of the room, and that's within reaching distance, so she fucking gets hyper at all. I'm hitting her in the head with a big flat rock.
Yeah.
You know, bang, there you go. I'm a face full of slate, bitch. So, energy that. Have some bad fucking energy. But, so, gun store. So, I'm like, okay. So I'm sitting there, and she starts going, oh, okay, do we have an allergy, blah, blah, blah. She's kind of like mumbling to herself. You know, she's saying all English and shit, and I'm like, okay.
Two voices at once.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, if she did any of that dance side shit, and that'd be it. I'd be like, oh, fuck. You know, where'd you get the gun? That's a good question, isn't it? That's my little trick. So, you know, I work with energy, too. What do? I get really mad that I kill people. I give people supernatural power. So, yeah, so she's doing all this shit. And I'm like, okay, well, whatever. She goes, oh, you have an allergy. And I said, no, I don't.
I do not.
And I said, no, I don't. She goes, well, you don't have an allergy, like, in the medical sense of an allergy. And I said, okay, well, what kind of allergy have I got then? And she goes, well, you're very sensitive to certain foods. And I said, really? She goes, yeah, yeah. She says, you shouldn't have any wheat. And I'm like, no, wheat? Yeah.
I never eat wheat.
I'm like, what are you talking about, wheat? Like, what do you mean wheat? And she goes, well, that means no more bagels. No bagels? What are you, fucking nuts? And she's like, no, really. I mean, bagels are, like, wheat's a relatively recent invention. It's something I didn't know.
Yeah, it is.
Apparently, wheat's only been around for like 50 years.
Pretty new.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, really? Yeah. Well, you're a type O blood, aren't you? Like, type O blood type.
She's scaring the shit out of you by this point.
And I'm like, yeah, yeah, I am, actually. She goes, well, that's like, you're
good
very...
Good guess. I think 60% of the population's O, but, you know...
40%, but she goes, yeah, well, 40%. You're very much a type O. Like, it wouldn't... Yeah. She said, you know, because you're...
Super O.
Well, yeah, I'm type O male. Yeah. I'm the what's O in the phonetic alphabet?
Das ist Oscar? Uber O.
Uber O.
Uber das O.
Uber O.
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 O. O. O. Make my O face.
O. 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 O.
I'm turning off my phone now.
They want you, Sean. You're adoring fans.
Yeah, my adoring fans.
They're coming for your Uber O face.
O. 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 So. Anyway, so she's like, oh, yeah, blah, 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 blah. So she's like, lay off the garlic. I'm like, really? Yeah.
You've had a tragedy in your family recently, have you?
You have a cat. If you're going to laugh into the mic, okay?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't want it to be so loud.
That's okay. You were never here when Drexel was here. You can never be that loud.
And he's still complaining.
Yeah. So she's like, you know, going on, blah, 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 blah. So I said, so what's the deal here? You know, if I do all this stuff, what's going on with me? And she goes, well, you have to go see Brent. And I said, who's Brent? Brent is my buddy down at the health food store.
Okay.
And I said, okay, why is that? So, well, you're not getting enough amino acids, and you've got aluminum poisoning.
At this point, she's still on your wrist?
Like, oh, yeah.
All from the wrist.
This is all from talking and waving my arm in the air. And I'm like, oh, fucking K. And she goes, yeah, you've got aluminum poisoning. And I said, I've got fucking what? And you've got aluminum poisoning. I'm like, how the fuck do you figure that? She goes, well, have you ever done anything that would give you aluminum poisoning? I'm like, yeah, I was sucking on a car fender about a half hour ago. You know, and I'm like, well, hang on. No, I says, well, I was in the Army for 3 years, and they fed us everything out of aluminum, which is true, they did.
Oh, yeah.
And never mind the fact that I used to drink about fucking 5 cans of Dr. Pepper a day.
Yeah.
And out of what? What? Aluminum.
Can.
Yeah. And which, I'm like, well, and there's a huge chunk of the population that's got aluminum poisoning.
Right.
So I said, so I have to take some amino acids, blah, 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 blah.
Cut the wheat,
cut the garlic. And then what does that mean? She goes, well, you need to go talk to Brent.
And she gets referrals.
No. Brent doesn't even work for the same company. He works in a fucking health food store in Guilford. So I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm like, okay, whatever. Here's your $80. And I go to sit up. And then the room goes, boo. And the whole room, like, is fucking off all around me. And I'm like, whoa. And then I start getting really dizzy.
That's when the music starts.
And I'm like, na-na-na-na, no, seriously, the room starts getting all fucky. And then I start feeling like I'm going to puke, and I start dry heaving right there on the fucking table. I'm going like, ugh. Oh, she goes, better lay down again. And I'm like, fucking hell, lay down again. What the fuck is going on, you crazy Greek bitch? Right? So I'm like, this is not cool. So she, like, goes and gets this vial. I didn't tell you this part. She goes and gets this vial. And puts, like, these drops on my tongue.
Oh, my God. They're acid.
And then like, I started grinding my teeth. No. Just a little taste. As your attorney advised you to take a hit on the ground bottle on the shelf. I got it. It's absolutely pure. So I'm like, okay, whatever. And everything goes okay. Get these few drops. I'm like, okay.
This is all wrong.
This is like all
wrong.
At this stage, I'm like, okay, two questions. One,
I'd be freaking.
What did you just put in my mouth? Which is a good question whenever you wake up.
Cured Sean.
That just straightened me out here. And
I buy a bottle of it?
And the fuck was that?
Yeah.
You know, and she's like, well, that's a thing called, it's actually got a name. It's called, I'm not making this shit up, okay? I swear to God, it's called rescue mixture or some shit like that. It's made
oh,
it
yeah.
up.
It's synthesized from the urine of pregnant women.
No, it is not. It's made from flowers.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Oh, it is. It's made from flowers.
Pretty, pretty flowers.
Pretty, pretty little flowers that grow on mushrooms.
That's right.
So, and it was at that time the large caterpillar in the corner of the room said, "Drink me." So I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, so anyway, okay. So I sit up, and then she comes over. She goes, "You've got a lot of body stress." And I said, "Fucking hell, I got a lot of body stress.
Yeah.
Have you ever done a search on Google?" Right?
Sean
fucking
Kate,
type my name
stress.
On fucking Google, okay? I come up with synonymous with that shit. So she, like, sits there, and she goes on the top of my head, which felt really cool. She had all these pressure points on the top of my head. And she's like, "Wow, you have a lot of body stress." And she's like, "Yeah. Wow, you have a lot of body stress." And I'm like, "Yeah, yeah, I do." She goes, "I have to stay here until we get rid of this body stress." I'm like, "Okay." 15 minutes later, she's still got a hold of my head. And I'm like, "You want to order some food or something? You know, are you getting hungry?" And she's going, "No, we're almost done here."
Almost done.
So, and she's done, and I'm able to sit up, and I'm cool.
You didn't hear any drilling sound.
Just the occasional quacking.
I can smell something. So I'm
burning,
like,
burning toast.
I taste toast. Fudge up in the toast. So, so I'm like, okay. And then I sit up. She goes, "Yeah, you need to go see Brent. You need to, like, seriously learn to relax." And that's all fine.
I could have told you that for free.
Yeah, no shit. So, yeah, but I don't trust you. You're a vegan. You're going to get
never
sick.
Never trust me.
You're going to get sick and die.
One of these years.
You're going to get
one
sick
of these
and
decades.
Die. You are going to get sick.
Damn right.
You'd be turning orange and dying. That's good. Is he supposed to be that color? I don't know. He's been that color for months. So I'm like, whatever. So I'm like, okay, whatever. I leave.
Yeah. Did you go see Brent?
I did. I went down and
good.
I saw Brent.
That's good.
And Brent is another experience altogether.
Yeah.
I walk into the outfit store and there's this dude he looks exactly like an H.P. Lovecraft professor. Oh. That's exactly what this dude looks like. And he's like, you know, talking to all these other people. And he's kind of like a regular, you know, like the regular dude, you know, the H.P. Lovecraft professor, and you see him talking, and then the specialist comes in to talk to him after the class ends. And he's talking to the class, and then he comes over and looks at you, and his eyes widen for a minute, and then he slips into character, right? That's how that shit works?
Yeah.
That's how it was with me. He's talking to all these people, and he comes over and he goes, "Hello." And I said, "Hi, yeah, the chick sent me down here to talk to you." He's like, "Ah, yes.
Come into the back.
Do you have your paperwork?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I got my paperwork right here." Well, she gave me all these fucking sheets of food I can't eat and shit.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, okay.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, "You're a type O blood type, aren't you?" And I'm like, "Yeah." He said, he goes off on this huge tangent.
It's the greatest pickup line.
Well, and he's sitting there going, you know, it's amazing that you came down here to talk to me. And I said, "Why is that?" Well, because type O blood types normally don't have time for this kind of hokey stuff. And I'm like, "You are one weird dude, but you're kind of cool."
Admittedly wow. Hokey,
though.
And I'm like, "Okay, whatever." So he's going off. Like, he does that, you know, when you have the rabid geek shit, where you start getting off into, like, really...
Somebody's deep. Really, really into something?
Yeah, this dude is, like, all about the vitamins.
Yeah.
It's all about the vitamins! So
yeah!
So he's, like, way off in, like, amino acid land, okay? And he's fucking going off in 30 directions at once. He's exploding on vitamins, okay? And I'm like, okay, yeah. And he goes...
Sean's maxing out his credit card.
Well, no, I'm not. No.
No?
No. It wasn't that much. He was picking all cheap vitamins. It wasn't like he was loading me up with the $500 whey protein supplements. You fuck all. No, I was like, bottom line, thinking, how much is this going to cost my sorry ass?
Yeah.
And if I got to come back every 4 weeks and fucking pay this asshole another $400.
They start talking Thetans, run.
Yeah. It's me, you know.
Yeah.
And it's all his. Now, he did say, I got to say, that when I was lying on the table, back check, she did mention some shit about vibrational beings in other dimensions.
She did say
some shit about that.
Hooah.
So I was like,
was she good looking?
Did it real fast.
Was she good looking? Was it worth $80?
So she was like, "Are we okay to leave the room? Is everything okay here? And are we all right in all dimensions?" Yeah, okay, bye. I'm like, "What's that shit about dimensions?" "Oh, nothing."
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want no evil Spock Sean showing up with a goatee to kick my ass. Okay? I want no Jet Li One shit going on here. Whoa!
A little circle in the corner of the room.
You know,
warm again.
Out comes, you know, fucking Sean wearing Road Warrior gear. I'm like, whoa, this is going to be a bad scrap. He looks in better shape than me. Can I get me from the Army to show up here and kick this guy's ass? But anyway, so I'm like, ooh, that's really bad. So, it was fucked up. So then this guy here, he started going off, and he's
all about end result, right?
So I'm like, he's going off. I says, okay, wait, hold on. I said, so what's going on here? And he says, well, right now you're having a huge mood flux where you're really up high and then you're really down low. And I said, yeah, that's right. That's what I'm doing here. It's hard on my wife, you know, because I get really, really high
up. It's
hard
on me, Sean.
Well, it's hard on you, too. Well, no, because I make sure I'm pumped up for the show.
Yeah.
You know, and after the show ends, I'm, like, usually burned out for, like, 3 or 4 hours, right?
Yeah.
So I got to, you know, I want to stay like that. So I said, what happens here? Is this going to be, like, natural Prozac? Am I going to be, like, all wom, wom, wom?
Sean, you know, don't be Sean anymore. What happened to Sean?
I have become comfortably numb, or what's going on here? Just fuck
he's
that.
He's throwing TVs off the balcony.
You know, it's just, okay, it's just a little pinprick. So I'm like, okay, this is bullshit. I says, so what's the end result here? He goes, well, you've got to understand, you by your nature are a carnivore. What? Well, your reality is not really from this time. Really? No.
Uh-huh.
See,
when do you belong?
Well, see, the type O bloods, the type O's, we have the type O, we're hardcore, we're hardcore combative types. Our blood
it's
type
O cult.
We're the oldest.
You're a type O. I can see it in you're lacking something in your life.
So he says, no, apparently type O is the oldest blood type, and that's the hunter-gatherer thing.
Okay.
From back in the day when we were all killing animals and shit.
Yeah.
You know, and warring with other tribes and stuff.
Before we evolved.
Before we, you know, I don't know, evolved into the weaker.
Leap vegan.
Into the leap type A blood types and all those other weak assholes.
That's right.
I am uber O.
With lanky fingers that can only press keys down.
Yes, that's right. Next step is gray. But anyway,
I'm that close.
You're that close to gray. All you need is a bigger fucking contacts to cover your eyes. So I'm like, okay. So he's going off. Like, so what's the end result here? He said, well, you shouldn't actually be having downtimes. What? You shouldn't actually
Sean with no downtime?
Yeah, apparently. If I follow this and don't eat any wheat, my body will get really, really lean, and I'll do, like, that thing where it's, you know, like, altered states where I'll just become completely, like, powerhouse all the time, and I'll be able to go nonstop.
I don't know if that's good.
You see, what I think is that one of the Seans from another dimension is going to come and replace this Sean. This Sean will go to the other dimension.
That's right.
Utter chaos throughout the entire galaxy.
Well, one can always hope. Or I could just, you know, get a job as an accountant. Not that I have any particular.
So did you pick up some stuff? Did he send
you
some stuff?
Yeah, he sent me home with a bunch of amino acids.
Yeah.
And I got one of them little vials that makes shit okay.
Liquid pill?
Yeah, that little
injection.
This big fucking horse needle. It said
on
for veterinary use. Something called Decadin, which I'm supposed to take, but Deca, I guess I don't know what that is. No, I'm kidding. It's a steroid. But no, seriously, it was. I'm like, wow, this knitting needle sure hurts when I shove it in my ass. But I'm like, okay, well, whatever. And but bottom line is, while I'm sitting there, she says, okay, you can't have anything aluminum on you. I said, why is that? Well, you got aluminum poisoning, asshole. And I'm like, well, that kind of makes sense. So I had to, like, I'm not allowed to have my cell phone on my body and all this kind of stuff, which I'm going to, like, suck my ass. Okay, I have to have my cell phone with me. What do you want me?
Ah! Oh, my God.
Screen went black. So I'm like, okay. And this started me thinking, you know, she was like, right. She goes, well, all the electricity and computers, it's very dangerous. All the radiation pumping into your body. Oh, la, la, la. I'm like, do you know?
You're like,
I'm like, do you know who the fuck you're talking to right now?
Like, Sean wants to be a computer, okay?
And I talked to her a little bit before I left the office. I says, you know, what do you think about all this wet wiring stuff? And she goes, oh, that's very bad. Very, very bad. I'm like, so you're not really going to download yourself into no machines then, I'm guessing. She goes, no, that's not really natural. And I'm like, fuck natural. You know, natural is fucking get the old get eaten by fucking geese and stuff.
And live to 25 and then die.
Yeah, that's natural. Fuck natural.
Natural.
Fuck natural. I don't give a shit about natural, right? So I'm like, well, but then it leads us to tonight's debate topic, which I want to talk about.
Because
because we've got priest, the pierced Christian.
Yeah.
I got Sim.
Pierced atheist.
Sim, the fuck. Yeah, no, you're pierced. Are you pierced?
Pierced what?
Pierced. He's pierced.
Oh, pierced.
Dude's got flesh tunnel earrings. That counts as pierced.
Your wrist.
No, pierced. He's a pierced Christian and fucking the vegan atheist.
Yeah.
And me. So.
You.
And me. Who's the fucking man?
Yeah.
And so I want to talk about is whether or not cohabitating with tech, like, is that a good thing or a bad thing? You know, like that whole thing. Because
what
come
level
on,
are we talking?
We're talking about, like, come on, man. Like, we were just reading
any
about in Japan. You know how they got, like, those trains during rush hour. I mean, there's enough microwaves floating around that train to be a microwave on low.
Yeah.
Like that ain't natural and shit.
Whoa.
They got like the kids
keep
underneath power
warm.
Lines and stuff that
toasty
are fucking
warm.
No kids. Got my flipper baby son here.
Daddy, pick me up. I can't walk.
You know,
I have no legs.
You know what the fuck? You know. So I mean that. On one hand, yeah, tech is super cool, but
yeah.
like, come on.
No holds barred tech, experiment on everything,
well,
everyone, go nuts.
You know, like, it's like, what's this doing to our, because, I mean, we're not.
Put them in a vat,
we're not really, you know, wired life forms. Like, we are biological.
Yes.
You know, and there's shit that we don't understand about our bodies. You know, we have lots of shit we don't understand about our bodies.
Yeah.
So, is all this electro frequency shit, is that all, you know, tinfoil on our head hogwash? Or is that like...
On the other day on TV, Frank Ogden was on there.
Frank Ogden?
He is...
Isn't the guy that does the voice of Yoda?
Yeah, no. that's Frank,
Frank
Oz.
Frank Sorry, Oz. Carry on.
This is Dr. Tomorrow. He lives in Vancouver on a houseboat. He has got the tech. He is right.
Oh, that's
up.
Right. This guy's the fucking goo, yeah. Okay.
And he said something that I... Like, it puts it all in perspective. Like, we're living longer and longer and longer each year. Like, way longer. And so...
But what's that quality of life worth, though?
I'm living pretty good. I'm living pretty good.
You're living pretty good, right? Well, yeah,
yeah.
Big fucking deal.
Yeah,
you're, what,
now,
28?
Right? Yeah.
Right? But you've got, like, 65-year-old people like, ah, how old are you? I don't remember. 10 years later, they're still like, I still don't remember. I can't. Now I wear diapers. Now I wear diapers. I mean, what's a lie? Like, beep.
Yeah.
See, they're alive. He's 110.
Look at all these machines. He's still alive.
Eyes are fucking glazed. Beep, beep. He uses more power than a fucking zip code. Beep, beep. Fuck that. That's not a lie.
Unplug. I'll just break your will.
You know, well, no, there's... Break now, that said, though, the Okinawans, they've been living... They've got more centurions, people who live, like you know, those the guys who hunt the X-Men? No, that's not... No, but they got more centurions than any other culture, the Okinawans. And they've been living like that for years and years and years and years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, per capita, our unhealthy-ass culture has been living longer.
We got the fast food to offset that, though. That's we have to fight against the fast food to live to our old ages.
Yeah, but
you're
I'm
right,
saying that
right.
The Okinawa, because there's a book called
they
The Okinawa
don't.
Program, where they talk about that shit, right? And then
don't look at...
I wasn't looking at the IRC. I wasn't.
I'm sorry. You're just, like, slowing down.
No.
Okay.
So, no.
Yeah. There's lots of cultures that have lived really open.
Like, and they
say
people in Tibet, you know, all they do
so
is...
so pure. Like, they eat rice,
well,
and they work hard, and that's it. That's all they do.
Eat rice, work hard.
That's right.
I mean, is that life? Well, I mean, they're not sitting
in a... Is that life, too? Right?
Well,
do you
want to
do that?
Well, you know, if you can walk around and shit. I mean, that's not...
Get your protein from all the...
I mean, then again,
the
you got these Indian assholes who sit in a cave and live off vibrations of the earth, apparently, talking to Yoga Bitch the other night, and I'm like, what? Yeah, that's great.
Well, the earth is happy today.
Hey,
I'm well fed.
Hey, Aeon. Hey there, Flux Capacitor. You want to fucking chill out on the cave dread? Thanks. You know, like, well, what do you think? What's the uber Christian perspective on this shit?
On
tech.
On the wet wiring.
Merging,
you know, like
with
the whole tech. The Borg, you know? Because really, no, because really, that's what we're all talking about. We're like, the Borg. Because we're all like, wow, that'd be cool.
6 billion.
And Borg is a
I think
pretty
great.
Fucking cool culture.
I think it's great.
It's a cool concept.
You think it's great?
I think it's great.
Why?
Why not? Anything that you can do to improve your standard of living, why not?
Is that improving it, though? But it's cool.
It's damn cool. And from a Christian, quote-unquote, point of view, you know, I don't think I could find anything theologically wrong with that.
Yeah.
Really.
It's
you know, but you will get these stupid fundamentalist
balances,
dick
right?
Christians who will be like, oh, I don't know, Mark the Beast, no.
Yeah, but would they refuse
that? Anyone who talks about the Velociraptor just pisses me off.
That's when you think of 2x4 and like, hey, look over there.
Done. Well, they were talking about genetically modifying people and stuff on this show. It was on Now TV, a Christian television.
Oh, I hate
that
channel.
They got really good shows on there, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
What the fuck
just
came out of your mouth? What the fuck did you just say?
The debate shows? The debate shows?
On the Christian television station.
They have very balanced debates.
Really?
Yep.
You are scaring the shit out of me.
Frank Ogden on there. God damn, he's awesome.
Wow.
He is awesome.
We should get him on the show.
And there he was talking about back in the days, like whatever.
Do you think he'd come on the show?
About 30. If we beg him, yeah. He's a very busy man, but he probably would.
We should beg him.
30 years ago, people were getting heart transplants, and they were going, this is the work of the devil. No.
Oh, no shit, Sherlock. People were teaching people how to read. They're all like, this is the work
now,
of the devil.
And now they're saying that against wet wiring and genetic modifications.
Yeah, these
right?
are like the
and
far
soon, and
crazy.
And as soon as it's accepted, they'll be like, oh,
it happens every day.
Like heart transplants.
Now, this is not what I'm talking about. I'm all into that. Okay, I've got some stories about that in the show tonight. But I'm just saying, you know, is all this, you know, wireless and cellular phone signals and gigahertz signals and radio frequencies, I mean, the cities are becoming like these intense, more and more synthetic every day. Like, there's fucking people who live in New York who've never stood on grass.
Yeah.
They've never been on grass. They don't know what grass is.
Never had their bare feet on grass.
They've never had. Now, that's fucked up. Like, that's
wrong.
That's
what
pretty
that is. That's wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking there's got to be some kind of balance here.
Yeah.
You know, so think of, like, the Borg from Star Trek.
That's, like, the extreme on one
No,
side.
You take, you, yeah. It's okay to be the Borg from Star Trek so long as you live in a greenhouse.
Yeah.
That would work.
Yeah, that would work.
That's cool.
That would
okay,
work,
yeah. So
get your fresh tomatoes.
So, the, so I'm not allowed to eat raw tomatoes.
What?
No,
or raw
what
onions,
is wrong
if I
with raw tomato? What did she say?
Is
or
that,
he say?
Wait, see, what happens
that for you?
That yeah. actually messes with his heart chakra.
Yeah. Doesn't fuck with my heart chakra. It fucks with meridian.
Oh, sorry. It's heart meridian.
That's right.
You have this. You have charts?
It's actually my liver meridian. Yeah, she gave me this big chart.
Look, wow. Look, I'm stopping your heart.
I'm going to stop your fucking heart, man. So, yeah. So, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
You know, yet another Sean fad. I mean, I did the Master Cleanser thing where I lived on fucking lemon juice and cayenne peppers
oh,
and shit.
God.
Because after all, I do this stuff so the internet does not have to.
I didn't
know?
Do well for you.
What's that?
You probably stink.
No, I didn't actually.
Cayenne,
I felt
juice?
Fan-fucking-tastic
well,
for
yeah.
5 days.
You drink enough battery acid, that'll clean you out pretty fast, too.
Whatever, dude. You
a little
got,
bit of Drano.
You've got, like, you got, like, fucking flesh tunnels.
Yeah, I like them.
That's fucked up.
It's so when I'm running, I can go faster.
People used
speed
to,
hold.
People used to shape their heads, too, back in the day, too.
Yeah,
they used to wrap their heads, make them a little pointy.
And
and
giraffe
there you go. There you go.
Now we could
there
not,
you go.
You know, turn into a sketchy. Okay. So that's our debate.
Yeah,
tonight.
We're crazy.
The absolute truth of the matter is if we're going to get wired, that's fine, but we just have to live in a greenhouse.
That's right. Offset it, balance.
See,
that's
all
balance,
it needs.
You've
got to have some balance. What do we got going on? You got
feedback? Well, our buddy Anki there has set up something very, very cool for the H.P. Lovecraft crowd.
Ooh.
It is called Cthugal.
Cthugal?
Just like Google.
Only Cthugal.
Cthugal, yes. I'm trying to pronounce it, but Cthugal.
And you made this?
Yes, Anki made this.
Okay.
For his buddy or whatever. And you can search the entire works of H.P. Lovecraft.
Really?
And he's going to be adding in Cthulian-based pages.
Type in GUG.
And do I see that it's W3C certified as real CSS?
Well, probably.
I do.
The Dream Quest of Unknown Kadath by H.P. Lovecraft. And it doesn't have GUG.
Oh, okay, okay, go back.
I'll find GUG in this story.
Oh, no, there'll
be the GUGs, that, including the terrible kingdom of the GUGs.
GUGs are cool. They got heads that open vertically.
The GUGs, hairy and gigantic, once reared stone circles in the wood that made strange sacrifices to the other gods and the crawling chaos and blah, 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 da, 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 and the
yeah, insert adjective here.
The sentence that never ends.
Yes, and it goes on and on, because I'm HP Lovecraft, I can't worry where the fuck, but what good ideas? And,
you need to harness your energy, HP Lovecraft.
Yes, harness it.
Focus.
That's the sort of all. Put on Dagon.
How do you spell it?
Dagon. The Mormons. Yeah, they
worship Dagon. Or?
No, D-A-G-O-N.
D-A-G-O-N, Dagon. There are tons. Dagon by H.P. Lovecraft. The Shadow over Innsmouth, H.P. Lovecraft.
Oh.
Lots and lots and lots. How do you like that?
Oh,
nice,
fun.
Eh?
Bad.
And he's going to be adding more pages into Index.
Very cool, Inky.
Very nice.
Very, very cool.
Very nice.
What else we got?
We have got a page that was set up by some Rant Radio fans, Rant Radio people hang out in the Rant Radio channel. There's a show apparently on MTV called The Real World or something like that. And this is the real world Rant Radio style.
Really?
This is the true story of seven strangers picked to live in a loft and have their lives taped. See what happens when people stop being polite and start being real. This is sort of just a playoff
sounds
of
like
people
the
in the channel. And the Lofters or whatever.
Oh,
million shows on
TV. Is that
TV.
What Sanix looks like?
Yep. There's Sanix.
The frat boy.
There's Capone X, the gay guy. Cerulean, the bitch. Skitty, the young innocent one. Xandad, the studious do-gooder. JoJo, the stud. And Sulfonate, the sensitive guy.
Oh, my God.
Pretty crazy.
Wow, that's messed up.
Yes. Well, the people who listen to our show are pretty messed up.
Yeah, you know, you gotta wonder. You gotta wonder. Okay, well, is there we have time music?
Yes,
like
we
I'm,
do.
I look like I'm going to embrace you right now. Because I just feel like
looking at my eyes.
Strangers in the night.
You don't send me flowers.
I never sent you flowers.
Okay, so do we have any mixes or what do we got?
We have got.
We have got.
A new mix.
A new mix.
By Blanca.
We got a winner.
We got a winner.
We got a winner.
Juice by Blanca. Juice by Blanca. Blanca.
Whoa, Blanca. Okay, so.
The other one was called.
It's actually Sabbath. It's not Blanca. We baptized him.
I know. He goes by both. But
no, he doesn't.
Just keep it straight.
He does. He does. He does.
Okay, well, I can't argue.
I'm with the vegan on this one.
Great. Yeah. The Christians and the vegans are lying. Quickly, I must conjure the internet. Internet, come to my aid. Okay.
Yes, Sean.
Yeah. Too bad you're on a dial-up. You're screwed.
Merca, Streisand. Okay.
The last one, I didn't announce the name. It was called Radiation.
Oh, God, that's so bad.
And this one is called Inspiration.
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 Oh. Radiation.
There it goes. Yeah, ego fell over. It's going into second shot.
Flatuation.
Flatuation. Ingratiation. Champs Elysees. What?
Yeah, I'm stretching.
That's okay.
You freak. All right, just play the fucking
So we got a promo he also did for all the Rant Radio shows that are on Rant
Oh, really?
Radio. So we're going to play that first, then go into the
music?
Go into the music thing or whatever.
Cool.
Okay. So
very, very cool. Thanks a lot. That's super cool. Sabbath. Thank you very much, Sabbath.
Okay, it says Sabbath, formerly Blanca.
Formerly Blanca.
In the ID3 tag. Yes. So.
Artist formerly known as Blanca.
Yep.
So. Very, very cool. So, and here it is on Rant Radio.
Ready to think?
Rant Radio plays more than just the best industrial electronic on the internet. We have the best talk shows you've never heard on the radio.
The Sean Kennedy Show.
Your weekly dose of news, issues, commentary, and comedy. Live Monday nights, 11 Eastern, 8 Pacific.
Tuesday, 3 a.m. GMT.
With repeats Wednesdays, 3 Eastern, noon Pacific.
7 p.m.
Friday, 11 Eastern, 8 Pacific.
Saturday, 3 a.m. GMT.
And Saturday, 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Sunday, 2 a.m. GMT.
The Sean Kennedy Chronicles. Tales from the Aftermath.
The Sean Kennedy Chronicles will take you into a frightening future world where governments have fallen, corporations rule, and time itself is copyrighted. Tuesday nights at 11 Eastern, 8 Pacific.
Wednesday, 3 a.m. GMT.
Radio Free America.
Technology, privacy, freedom, knowledge. Live Wednesday nights at 11 Eastern, 8 Pacific.
Thursday, 3 a.m. GMT.
Hacker Mind.
The online radio show dedicated to bringing you the news and opinions from those in the hacker world. Live Thursday nights at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Friday, 2 a.m. GMT.
Magic for the masses.
Questioning reality. Live Friday nights at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific.
Saturday, 1 a.m.
GMT. Off Access.
Entertainment for the masses. Live Sunday nights, 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Monday, 2 a.m. GMT.
Listen today at www.rantradio.com.
Rant Radio.
Rant Radio.
A division of Rant Media Networks.
And she actually thinks about decisions before she makes them, as opposed to me. So,
I want a dog. Yeah, let's get a dog.
I'm like, dogs? I like dogs. Let's get five of them. So,
let's make it an even 20.
Let's make it an even 20. Why fuck around? Some of them always die.
It puts the lotion on its skin, or it guts the hose again.
Roto.
Hey, Roto.
I owe you $200.
Wait. Was she a great big fox girl?
Mom, my mom needs a turn back!
Words coming into my Ninus calling the pet, but haunting me must not kill everyone.
Charlie.
Wait. Damn, there are people after me here.
Don't read the RC, you'll just get angry.
Should I take... I'm taking it away.
Yeah,
it's just terrible and that sort of thing.
Looking at the RC.
Back to your notes.
Quickly. I'm going back to my notes.
You're not!
I don't got much in the way of feedback, but boy, do I have a lot of news sites. So we'll just go through the feedback and then we'll play the halftime music.
I need to know something from the masses of the internet. Yes, internet?
Hello, internet. This is Sean. I know, I've served you well.
Hello, Sean.
Yes, you are my most loyal of fans.
Okay, another thing about spreading the virus.
Write it on everything.
Write it on your taxes.
On applications.
On the bags you buy your bagels with.
Yeah.
Engrave it on your front lawn.
Put it in your textbook.
Write it on other people.
Personal ads. 20-year-old single white female singing whoever. Oh, and www.rantradio.com.
You know them holy books every cult is giving out for free?
Write it on them.
Make an audio CD of rants and play it in your car.
Every computer you see, make a link to rantradio.com.
Make a virus that just adds it to people's bookmarks.
Scream it out during sex.
Do charity work and say, don't thank me, thank www.rantradio.com.
Make Rant Radio t-shirts and give them to homeless people.
So, hydrogen fuel cells, very, very neat. So, that's a very cool thing. And as this happens, this means cleaner air. This means that OPEC gets to suck. And you know what's really going to be funny? It's when all those wonderful, wonderful people in the Middle East who can't seem to get their ass together, well, they're going to wind up losing out on all their gas. And I'm wondering what's going to happen in the Middle East when we don't buy gas anymore.
We'll have to find something else to do.
Oh, a war. A war would be good. But then again,
we must buy our
there's
gas.
Nothing to fight over. Hey, get your filthy hands off my desert. It's not going to work. No one gives a shit about
you. You can have your desert.
Internet? We have a problem. Just wiggle around a little more. Wiggle a little more. There you go. Wish you didn't have that fucking walker. You can move faster. Anyway.
It's harder in person, isn't it, Sean?
Yeah. Actually, you know what I'd like to do? You know what I'd like to do? If I were to die, some fanatical log has to remember this.
Yeah.
If I die, they got to get my body, forge me into a life gem, cast me into a bullet, and then shoot me into the heart of the head of Scientology. That'd be fucking bad. Boom! Fuck! Oh, Sean is still dying action.
And you owe us a lot of money.
Right.
Yeah.
Bottom line. So what's...
Give us all your money.
Give us your fucking cash.
The worm eating chair from the Mexican worm, the calabaza worm, in Mexico. They eat the wood, and it makes a very wonderful finish, don't you think? It's worm ring. No, but it is the finish. I'm going to stab you in the fucking eye.
The more pertinent question, Sean, is, now that you've met us...
Are you terrified of everyone on the dire sea?
It puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets a hose again.
Mister, please get me out of here.
Now put the lotion back in the basket.
My parents have money, mister, to give you whatever you want, please.
Put the lotion in the f***ing basket. Put the lotion in the f***ing basket. Oh, no, precious.
Because we want you to think. You're listening to Rant Radio.
Yes, back again. It's me, and it's Wheat Free Sean. Now with more energy. New from crack. Yes, the people who brought you the wonderful drugs that's made of rat cocaine comes a brand new video game. Yes, you too. Now, all of us who are a part of this age group, that's going to be an addiction for one and all. That's right. I'm talking about Robotech Battle Cry. I don't normally do video games. I'm not a big video game guy. But when they get the original cast who did the cartoon series back together again to do the voices for a video game where you get to actually play anime, and when Lisa Hayes is going, come back in, person, come back in, you're going to, what the fuck is this? Robotech.
Oh, it's an advertisement you have to see first.
Oh.
Then you click to go to GameSpot.
Oh, I see. Well, that's fucking
great.
Cool.
So they put some work into this then.
Yeah, apparently they got all the staff back together again. And for anyone who was like a Robotech crackhead back in the 80s when, you know, every other cartoon licked bag and one of them was Destroids punching other starships in the face and fucking killing everything in sight, this is the shit.
Yeah, it was the cartoon.
It was. Fuck. Ronan Medic has like bought an Xbox because of this game.
Whoa.
Yeah, he's sitting there waiting in front of the store. He's kneeling in front of the store right now, staring at the fucking wall. Yeah, waiting for the game.
Open, he is the
hardcore Robotech fan. He's like Robotech the fucking lifestyle.
Wow.
Like, it's really bad. Like, he used to be a functioning addict, you know, where you're like, oh, yeah, I like Robotech, it's kind of cool.
Quit any time.
Then you go home and he's got the closet where he's got all the shit. He's got the Lin Manuel dolls and stuff. And, you know, and all that kind of
dresses jazz. Up like him.
Oh, yeah, and he goes, I'm Rick Hunter. You know, and if he had a flight suit, he'd wear it. You know,
oh,
one of those
kind of
guys. Yeah. So.
Yeah, there's a guy at work. He's really into Star Trek. He wears his Star Trek.
I think that guy's cool.
Wears a Star Trek badge.
He's the one whose wife waits him for him in the car all fucking day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah, that's fucking cool. I like really hardcore Trekkies and shit like that.
Yeah, he's not quite hard enough to be in that movie Trekkies, but
I think he is. That,
yeah, he wears a badge.
Well, does he call you chief and stuff?
He does do that.
Yeah, he calls you chief. He's
not
got the badge.
Chief, but other people chief and commander or whatever. Yeah.
That brother needs to go to Las Vegas. He needs to take that Star Trek ride in Las Vegas, because that almost fucked
me
up.
Go to some conventions?
No, there's a ride in Las Vegas where it's like you get beamed aboard the ship.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, and it's fucking dope.
I went to a convention once.
Did you?
Yeah.
I did, when I was in grade 6, because I went to a private school. That's right, a terrible, terrible private school.
Terrible.
Where they beat me for calling people dicks, such as, Josh, you stole my ball, you dick. And I'd be like, oh my god, oh my god, because there's this big guy. Yeah, he was an ex-police officer. You know what he would do?
What would he do?
He would take a large breadboard and beat the crap out of me with it.
A breadboard?
Yeah, a breadboard. Around 3 inches thick. Yeah, he bruised my spine.
Did it learn
you? This must have been in a Christian school.
Yeah, it was, actually. And it made
me get away with anything.
The whole Christian thing for a long time.
Yeah.
Spare the rod, spoil the child. So beat the fuck out of the kid and save his ass.
But yeah, I met Worf.
You met Worf?
I met Worf. He's huge.
Is he?
Really?
He's a tall guy.
Apparently he's quite funny.
He was.
Yep. Back to Robotech! Sorry.
My bad.
No, we went off on a tangent there. But
you never do that.
But the same actors are there. It's if you're like even remotely a Robotech fan, this movie would be crack. It's Japanimation made live. Like it's fucking it's psycho. Apparently.
Nice.
Apparently. So kinda cool, kinda cool. And they're like, oh, I haven't seen all these screenshots.
Let's take a look.
So I'm like,
nice.
Looking dope. Oscar Battle Pod, or Marauder.
Got the million bullets, a million streaming.
Oh yeah! Oh my god, is fucking. Ronan Medic is gonna just. That's it for him. You know, it's one of those ones where you know, like he'll get it and he'll be like, hey, Medic, what are you doing? Nothing. how you feeling, man? You okay? I'm feeling a little sick.
Haven't eaten. Haven't slept.
Yeah, I'm just going to stay in my room for a while. What are you doing in there, man? Nothing.
Don't open the door.
Don't open the door. I'm just fine. Just leave me alone. I'll be okay. No, seriously, it's going to be bad. Like, he was bad with Homeworld. I used to go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Because he didn't have a computer, so he played at my place. So I'd, like, go to bed and shit. Yeah, good night. This is before I was married. Good night, man. Oh, good night, dude. Next morning, get up. Hey, dude. Holy fuck, dude. Have you been up all night? Yeah. You know, like, it's fuck all. Do you want something to drink? Hey, that'd be great. I'm really thirsty. Sure, no problem, man. Hang on. And then I'm like, you know, go pour him some water or something like that. Pour him back and say, well, I got to go to work. Oh, okay, dude. I'll see you later.
There
come home. No
come
shit. Out. I come home at 4 o'clock. Hey, dude. Holy fuck, man. I'm really hungry.
Can you get
me some food, please? I'm like, dude, I'm going to turn off the computer. No. I got to save. You know, seriously, like fucking just cracked out. Like
wow.
Bad. Oh, yeah. He gets it bad. So I'm a little bit scared. Yeah. I'm a little bit scared. So that's kind of cool. But back on the topic of tech. Now, remember we were talking about how gene therapy and all these people were pissing off about how, oh, you know, it's ungodly and unnatural and all this kind of shit.
Yeah.
Well, it saved one kid's ass. Apparently.
That's good.
There was a bubble boy in I think, Finland or Sweden or some shit, or Austria or some shit like that.
Yeah.
But this bubble boys are these people born with basically fuck all of an immune system.
Zero.
So you sneeze on the kid and he dies.
That's
sad. At you.
He's allergic to his own sweat.
Sucks to be you.
Yeah.
So...
quickly mop the child.
Quickly, keep the kid in a fucking, I don't know, some kind of weird bath thing. Put him in that Star Trek thing.
It's a large petri dish.
Seriously, it's pretty shitty. But they did gene therapy and the kid's fixed. They magic bulleted the kid.
Wow.
You know, so I'm like,
that's plain God, he should have died.
Wait.
Yeah, whatever.
No, that's no good.
Well, okay, fine. You're one of the damned, kid. Get on the bus. Here's your Mac. Let's go.
That's what some people
Zeno
think.
Zeno wants you.
That's what some people think.
Speaking of that, I found a most interesting law today.
Which
in
is?
In China, it is illegal for you to save a drowning person because you are interfering with their fate. That is law.
Wow.
What?
That is a law in China. Uh-huh.
If you save a dying person.
No, if you save a drowning person. Like, if you save a person from drowning in water.
Yeah.
That is illegal.
Because they're supposed to drown, right?
Yeah, because it is their fate to drown.
Yeah.
How messed up is that?
Well, we're talking about China, dude.
Yeah.
Whatever.
China is
people who
fucked
just
country.
Banned Google. Yeah.
Yeah, they banned Google?
They banned Google. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, it's really bad. The only people more fucked than China...
I think we should ban them.
No, we should ban Greece.
Yeah.
No video games.
Yeah, okay.
No Tetris.
Promotes gambling.
Yeah, it promotes gambling. Video games promote gambling. You want to suck my what? What do you want to bet there's people betting on fucking cockroaches?
I guess it's back to cockfighting.
Which thing do you think is the big one now? Let's go back to dogfighting.
That's a lot more humane.
Whatever. But, I mean, that's one example of how science is a good thing, right? Because, you
right.
know, this gene therapy freed this fucking little freaky child. You know, now he gets to go laugh and play and put a stick in his eye, which is cool. And he won't die. He'll just go blind.
Right. Has the opportunity.
Which case, 4G therapy might save him.
Another piece of technology helping the world. You know, nanotech.
Ooh.
Okay, nanotech is fucking, they're talking about using nanotech to clean up pollution. Now, there's a whole new crack, cleaner living through nanotech. Very, very cool. Anytime you can clean shit up with robots, I'm all over that.
That's what they're there for.
Oh, yeah. That's why I feel like...
Eat the oil in the oceans.
I mean, there's got to be a few of those holistic motherfuckers tuning in. No, probably not, actually. Sexy cookie? Who's sexy cookie? Anyway, but there's got to, like, there's got to be a few of these holistic motherfuckers turning into the show.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, no, computer's bad. Well, you know, I want to wear my wearable, but I still want to be like a Chi Kung wizard.
Yeah.
So how am I going to do that?
And also another statement was made on that show. It's bad until your kid gets it. And then you like it. Then you want to save them, eh?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose it's... Well, it's not really bad. Like, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying...
Not you, but the people are, like, opposed to it all.
I'm a little concerned with fucking 200 billion gigawatts. I don't want my kids playing underneath the power lines, okay?
Yeah. Oh, not that, but altering people, you know.
Oh, no, I'm all for that. Wet wire that all to hell. Fuck yeah. You know, let's grow ears and stitch them on other people's heads.
Grow
ears. I don't give a fuck.
Ears on pigs and pigs on mice and mice on heads.
I got a mouse that's 30 feet fucking tall, and I let him go in Okinawa, and it scared the shit out of those people.
And then finally, we get to have a Bill Gates shitting out a wet cat's head.
Which would be good. So, it's kind of a plan. So, I mean, why not? Why not? You know? It'd be cool, and that's just another example of how technology is helping people. So there's got to be a balance. There's got to be a balance between tech, but you got to have balance, right? Now, the thing is the balance is not where the conservatives say it is, but I'm not saying we should be running headlong with this shit either. I mean, there's a lot of stuff you got to sit back and go, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe we shouldn't, you know, be actually sculpting children and running our machines on them. Just an idea. Seen a movie about that once. Now, I found this cool pet AI. I think.
Pet AI, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not quite that smart. I don't really know what this is a thing for, but apparently...
Smarter people out there,
yeah,
you can
Generation
figure it out.
5, it's an Archbot, a chatterbot building architecture, bot architecture using XML, MSH, SBA, SAPI, BPI, DARPA, FBI, and CIA.
Yeah.
So you can...
smart listeners can figure it out.
Yeah,
we can't.
All you coder types, you can cipher that and send me a fucking email, okay?
But it looked cool. One sentence, please.
It was like you can make a chatbot. Maybe you can make one that says, cool, I'll put that in tonight's show.
Sean chatbot.
And that way I won't even have to look at my fucking email. Screw all you assholes.
Yeah, one that compiles all the links that are sent to him through email. And just
that's right. And just auto-responds it. Yeah. That's what we want. So that was cool. Now the big news
way.
Yes. The Molar fucking sky car flew, and there's video of it on their website.
After $5 billion and
after
25
fucking,
years.
After 25 years. Now, these guys have been talking about it. Everyone has to tune in. The Molar sky car is this fucking cool-looking car.
It's in the air.
Okay. It's in the air. That everyone was like, oh, what a hard-on. And ever since the late 80s, we've been, this flying car. We were promised flying cars, and here they are.
Where's my fucking flying car?
But the fucking thing never flew, okay? It was just like this big cash cow. And there's video of the flying thing. Now, you may think that there's a large tether pulling it around in a circle.
I bet there is.
No.
It just erased the little...
No, there's not. Actually, there is a tether on it, but they had to have that there for insurance purposes.
Zoom up, and there's a crane.
You'll see
there is a crane, and there is a tether, but it's slack.
Yeah,
because
they
have
do
to
that.
Have it there
they
for
do that
insurance.
In all
yeah, they have to do that for insurance purposes. But apparently,
because
the fucking
it's really
thing,
expensive to make those
fucking
things.
Fucking thing flew.
Oh, we dropped it.
Yeah.
That's encouraging.
Yeah, so I was like, dope! The Molar Skycar flew. So
look at that after.
All we got to do is get an M400. And one of the four-seater version, rip out the back seats, put extra gas in there, and we're fucking good to go.
Damn right.
You know, so that's pretty cool. That's how technology is a good thing. You know, flying cars. You just can't fuck with flying cars. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking cool.
Well, Back in the Future... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
What?
Back in the Future 2 did promise them to us by 2015.
Oh, we may get them then.
Oh, yeah.
What about the skateboards?
Ooh, want, yeah. Bust. How about self-drying jackets? Uh-huh. So then we can have self-drying undies. That's just got to feel good.
Robotic pets! That's what we need, more robotic pets. There's a pet contest. Now, you closet motherfuckers. Now, I used to think that there'd be a way that you could replace a real dog with a robotic dog. Now, after I've gotten a real dog, robotic dogs are just kind of fucking sad. You know?
Just don't work the same.
It's kind of like people fucking like rubber dolls. It's a real doll. It's a $5,000.
I plugged it in. It's warm.
It's a $5,000 companion. You know, you can spend $5,000 on a chick over a period of 6 months and actually get laid a few times.
Or lots and lots of hookers.
Yeah. No, you could actually, like, pick a chick and spend $5,000 on her. Want to go to a movie? It'll be fun. And maybe, you know, you'll get her drunk and get some. But, I mean, fuck, seriously, dude. Like, I don't know.
Or we could just start a store with rubber dolls and call it Pick a Chick.
Pikachu.
Boing, boing, boing. I'd throw a stick in there and watch my dog rip
She's
fucking
kissing
dog.
Her robot.
Well, actually, it's a fake robot. But anyway, it's a robotic pet contest. The first prize is a Sony Abio. So if you don't like your own robotic dog,
you can win one.
You get a real robotic dog made by Sony. Or you can go to the pound and pay $200 and get a real dog. But nobody wants those because they actually require work and stuff, and you can't just turn them off. Well, you can, but
probably
you just can't
last
turn
longer,
her.
Too.
Yeah, you can't turn it back on again either.
Yeah.
What happened to the dog? I deactivate. No, no, disassemble! No! So, not so cool.
Oh, break.
Don't. You'll break. Whoa, Ranger, don't ever talk to me like that again. That's fucked up, okay? You know, and that's one of those things where you have a relationship with a robot. Now, that's a bit much when you have a relationship with a robot.
Let's just it could happen. I watched AI.
Now, I have seen some fucked up shit on the web. And I'm a smooth talker. I can talk a woman into a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But there is no fucking way that I would ever be able to talk any woman I know into one of these Jijamu fucking jobbies, which is, in fact, a fucking dick, which you can activate with a phone, which you can fuck each other over a phone.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of these. Yeah.
Yeah, like...
It's like taking your pager's alpha level, right?
No, no, it's like attached to a dick or a fucking little synthetic pussy.
Yeah.
And you fuck each other over the web.
That's what we call Jijamu style.
Here's your phone. Here's your vibrator.
Here's your phone and your vibrator and your pocket for men and women.
I wonder if they have a palm pilot.
Jijamu.
Now, for some reason, I think guys would be more likely to use this because we'll fuck anything, but a woman actually has to put that shit inside of her.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be fucking... Oh, that's... God.
Love the diagram. Your phone. Your phone, your mate's phone or cell phone.
Go back up two diagrams or two pictures up. Oh, that's bad.
Look at him getting off. Oh, yeah.
It's like, bad. Oh, God. Jesus. And she's got her phone on the butt.
Like,
as if there wasn't a big enough problem talking on the phone in your underwear.
So, like, would you...
That guy's
get
having fun.
Look at this key code. It's 200 digits long. I love the DTMF. Oh.
Look at the size of my phone. Good Photoshop job there.
He does have a good phone there.
It's like,
that's a serious
phone. Hello? Hello? Yeah. He's trying to talk into it.
Yeah, that
way
phone,
too big.
His fingers aren't actually over the phone there. That's fucked up. Who drew that? Like, seriously, the girl looks like she was drawn by some fucking grade 7 student who didn't know how to draw faces.
Well, if you notice, the phones are the same at different angles.
Are they?
Oh, yeah. That's the same phone.
Yeah, maybe. So, now that's just...
Don't scroll down, people.
Oh, dirty. Don't scroll down. Dirty. It's a dirty, dirty thing. But... Now, you cannot tell me that all technology is a good thing. Like, that's some fucked up shit. We put a strap and latex on their cock and plug it into the phone line? Hello? Well, maybe not. 86.
Or if you're good with the IRC, you can have a trigger, like, word
I
trigger.
I would not want anything hooked to my body that was in the IRC. Do you have any of those beating mistakes? Jesus Christ, they eat their own fucking young in the IRC.
I know.
Do you imagine? You'd be like, oh, God, what happened to you, Sean? I got a black eye and my dick got ripped off. I talked to the IRC with my jigamoo.
Jigamoo.
They went all jigamoo on my ass. Oh, fuck. Yeah, no.
The doctor said not to walk for a week.
And the doctor said, you gotta calm down. You know, fuck. No. We got a winner. So I'm like, okay, whatever.
Now, what kind of pages were you looking at here, Sean?
What's the theme tonight here? Well, it's technology and people.
Yeah, okay.
And going one step further, you get not into the physical, but you got the virtual reality sex. And this broad created, like, a VR sex environment, which is it's not a porn site. It's an actual fucking site.
It's legitimate.
It's a legit thing. And apparently... You
don't
know.
Look at me. Don't look at
me.
God damn, this thing's heavy.
She's putting her hand on her other hand.
Is that what you see?
Yeah, like, I guess. Well, it's like old
school.
Oh,
wow. Cheap 2001 kind of flashing landscape.
What are you fucking grading, Cyberstar? What are you, a connoisseur of this shit?
Actually, the top pictures are okay. Well, what's this?
It's Avengers virtual reality. Whoa, who's that in the middle?
She looks like a...
A mannequin.
A mannequin.
Looks
yeah.
like a
yeah, definitely
Nielsen.
Plastic.
Yeah, well, either that or she's from California.
They took pictures of their, like, TV.
Well, okay, so it's not professional. What do you want?
They took pictures of this.
Everything else was fucking hardcore porn, and I'm not putting hardcore porn on the page. Okay, that's just how it is.
They got a great little animation, though.
Like, however, that is some sad shit.
Yep.
Or is it?
I don't know. It's good for some people.
Well, I know a lot of guys
people
in comic
who don't
shops
get out.
Will love this.
That's right.
Yeah, no
put
shit.
It in the comic shop, well, sell like hotcakes.
There you go. There
movies you,
go. You
want to check out. Videodrome.
Ooh. Yep.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Videodrome talked a lot about this kind of shit. And, like, at some point you got to go, yeah, well, you know, and you're talking about ethicals and ethics. Ethicals.
You've got to talk ethicals.
You got to talk whether or not this kind of shit is ethical. You know, is it ethical to fuck a machine? Like, I had this. I've had this debate.
About the machine, man.
No, seriously, I've had this debate with my wife. Like, you sit back and you go, okay, like, seriously, how's this for the web, okay? And I did this one on the RC a while back.
Yeah,
be like,
I remember this one.
Okay, if a guy goes, if a chick goes and fucks herself with a dildo and she's married, is that cheating on her husband?
And everyone will say, most people say, no.
They say, no.
Fine. People
do. What if the dildo's motorized? No, not at all. What if the dildo's on a rubber mannequin? No, that's fine. What if the rubber mannequin's, like, motorized a bit? No, that's fine. What if it's an artificial intelligence, like a program mannequin, like a really advanced one? No, that's fine. And then they go, what if it's data? And that's usually when all the Christians shut the fuck up, because they haven't got an answer there, because then they don't know if it's, you know.
Does it have a soul? I don't know.
Can
we kill it? I don't know.
Yeah.
Sorry, actually, we're not all like that.
Okay, Pierce, Christian boy. Is data... There you go. I'm going to put you on the fucking spot.
What do you do it?
What do you think about data? Is data just a piece of machinery, or is he like a fucking thing?
Well, he's the thing. He can think for himself.
What?
Oh, yeah. He has self-preservation. You know, he doesn't want to get wrecked. Just like anybody else.
But he doesn't have, like, human rights.
Oh, so he doesn't have emotions. Ooh, I know people who don't have emotions. Come on.
Yeah. Okay, no, but I'm saying from a Christian perspective, is data, like, what is data?
From a Christian perspective?
Yeah.
Well, data would be a fictional character.
If he existed.
Okay, don't fucking cop out on me here.
Okay, okay. Give me a little bit more in the question here. What is data?
Is data alive?
In the sentient sense, yes, he is. In the flesh and blood sense, hell no.
Look at that. Look at that. Pierce Christian dance. That's
someone shooting at his feet. He is dancing all around.
Well, from what I've seen of the Star Trek
series. Is he equal to a human? Is he a human?
Same level.
Does he have
the
same rights? Like human rights, all that shit?
I would think he should.
He just doesn't get to go to heaven.
No,
lacking a soul, I think that would be a bit of a problem.
So
Unless becoming sentient gave you a soul, that would be interesting.
Do you think that's possible?
Mm-hmm.
What about that?
Doesn't really talk too much about androids in the Bible.
Is there some shit about that in Revelation? And then they made us androids, and they were good.
I remember that one.
Somebody do a fucking search in the Bible.
Was that chapter 4, or was that the one?
That would be really
out?
Interesting.
That was in the first edition, right?
What's that?
That was in the first edition.
I just pissed off a whole lot of Christians by even going, "Wow, I'm open-minded." Like, oh. You mustn't be.
Don't worry, they're not listening.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's. I gotta say, the one thing about Pierce Priest here, he's actually the coolest Christian guy I've ever met. I wanted to get him and Robin here, but they determined they wouldn't fight because it'd be useless.
Because they're too open-minded.
Well, we're both like,
we'd both just be like, oh yeah, right on.
I respect your point of view.
Yeah. You're wrong, but I respect
First time I met Rob, he had a Baptist with these stupid little tracts in his face going, "Here, you need this. Turn or burn, my brother." And I'm just watching Rob going, "I'm going
to turn or burn."
I'm like, "Hey, guy, I think you need
turn
to walk
or
away.
Burn.
You need to walk away, man. Just go.
Just walk. Just walk away.
Just walk away." You know. Oh, God.
What's the RC doing?
Could you tone
arguing?
Down?
Arguing? I don't know.
He's saying, could you tone down the ahas, please? Because I was going, aha!
Oh.
No, don't read the RC. You'll get mad.
I'm not an expert, but...
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not an expert, but...
Well, that's it. Let's hack on Sean's Tales from the Afternoon. That way he'll be really encouraged to make more of them.
That's right.
What are you, fucking stupid? All right. Wrapping the show up.
Sean's pissed off now.
That's
and he's
it. I'm going to take my fucking internet and go home.
But I was playing with that.
Fuck you.
Yeah, it's your own interweb.
There you go. There's a mix for my guy. I'm going to take my internet and go home. Recommended media. Today's recommended wheat in system, feeling strength training.
Need wheat.
Need wheat.
Too much aluminum in
bagel?
Body.
Like, whatever.
Chocolate.
What are your banned foods? What are you not allowed to eat?
I gotta get a book.
No, it was just like 29.95. I'm just remembering the sheet you showed me. What you're not allowed to eat.
Oh, yeah, I'm not allowed to eat wheat. Of any type. No, wheat less. Wheat free. Sans wheat.
Yeah.
Garlic is no good.
That's weird.
No pork.
That's fine.
No, that's fine.
Yeah. That's a white man's devil food.
But I hate to tell you this. I'm supposed to eat dead, fleshy foods.
I completely understand that.
Yeah.
Actually.
And no cereals.
Yeah.
Because apparently it has to do with my blood type. Type O's.
You've tried. You've failed before.
Yeah.
I understand completely.
It's dead, fleshy food.
Just don't chew on me, please. Just
You're not quite dead yet.
What, I don't know. No meat. No meat here.
There's no meat on here.
No.
Fucking maybe if I had the...
We could probably make some jerky.
I make some soup out of them. I boil them on enough.
Boil the bones.
Dude, that's gross. More like tea.
Boiled meat is you.
Yeah, it's fucking brutal. But anyway, so one thing you do want to check out, Art Politic ran a new thing about, a whole culture run by religion.
Oh
yes,
my.
That's right. Very, very cool. Very cool. Very cool site.
What the hell did I do?
Oh,
what did you do, man?
Nothing. It's all cool. Art Politic is awesome.
What's with the porn?
What porn?
God, that's gross.
That's fucked up.
Seriously,
oh, man.
How can you? Ah,
you're the one who sent it to me.
No, I didn't. I never send any of my porn.
You said shh.
I said shh. Yeah. I didn't say shush. I typed shush. Oh fuck! I give it away. No. But seriously, Art Politic's site on religion, which is religion run states and religious state. Very, very cool.
They have a theme every time. Very, very cool.
This one.
Check out their themes.
Very, very cool.
Yep.
Very, very cool. Mess with the normals is something you can do is ban the fucking spam. Because let's be real, spam's even starting to piss me off, and I'm a pretty tolerant
asshole.
God damn,
it's bad now.
And this is a, when it's starting to show up on your instant messaging on your phones, and it's costing you fucking money, yeah, that's really not cool.
Not cool at all.
So this is a big thing for ban the spam. You betcha, baby. Okay,
yep.
So sign up. Go here, seriously. This is, I mean... I'm not one much for petitions, you know, I'd much rather stick a shovel in someone's face, but to be totally honest with you...
It's kind of hard to find all of them.
It's kind of hard to find all of them, so fuck, do what you can. I mean, they're fighting us on the internet, you may as well fight back on the internet. You know, tit for tat, what do you do? Do we have any upcoming events going on, or what?
There's that cool movie coming out, October. Remember that one we saw the trailer for?
Matrix 2?
Not that one. But yeah, that's
Lord
coming
of the Rings.
Out too.
Yeah, that's
no, not that one. No, the very artsy one with all the images.
Oh, nah, go quad, see? Yeah,
that's
one.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh! News!
News!
I got the first two on DVD off eBay. They're coming.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm so there.
Yeah. The man.
So we'll watch those before we go watch the one in the theater.
Fucking A.
Wow.
Nice, eh?
Yeah, very nice.
I can't believe you found them. I actually did a little bit of a look around for those, but not
on DVD. They just got released on DVD. Just.
Oh, my goodness.
Really? Yeah. Can you get them on?
The man.
How much did you pay for them?
$22.95.
American.
Plus shipping.
That's kind of pricey.
No, for two DVDs.
Oh, for both. I thought it was each.
Two DVDs.
For both?
Yeah.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah.
I should have found them here. I should get you to get me some. Bucks.
I should actually just give you titles and fucking pay you like $5 for doing
if you find this, great, get it.
If you find it,
prices,
great, get it.
No, titles, do it.
And I'll fucking give you a couple.
I check every day.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like this list.
I should give you my wish list, and if you find shit, I'll give you like
$5
or whatever for fucking doing it on top of everything.
Just give me a max price.
I'll do it. Oh.
Maximum price. I won't pay more than 20. Okay.
Fine. If you'd like Sim to find you anything.
No. Get your own fucking
Sim is
eBay
my
account.
Bitch. You can go find your own
get
cameraman.
Get your own Sim.
Go get your own fucking... Go get your own cameraman. They're everywhere. They need something to film. They follow me around. So, special shouts out tonight to everybody who showed the fuck up. Going through the IRC, we have...
And they all stuck around.
Yeah, which is fucked up, actually.
It
we
is.
Have Derek, Sanix, Smokey Back in Light, Snake Out There, Abadoobie, Aerith, go get a smaller name. Alien Binary, Alpha 736, Amy J. The Amazing, Anarch Sierra, Australia, Barcode, Case Thrilling, Chemical X Girl, Countersink, Covan, Cybertech, DMZ, Dr. Zodiac, Doobster, Enotion, Farscape, Sucked Anyway, so fuck them, I'm glad they canceled it. Fester D, Penis, Fracture, Grim Reaper, Griffin, Hawkspear, Hybrid Theory, JoJo the Dog Face Boy, K16, Kazuma Kexler, Kindling Boy, Son of Wicker Man, Leshek, Lieutenant Major, Zombie, Merry Resting, Micro Croup, Mind Pirate, Necros,
Necrophilia.
Necrophilia, Neuralize, Dixon, Nomadic Drezol, Noisemaker Paladin, Pretender, Australia, Lodo All Australian Meal, Prune Squalor, The Sexy Bitch, Rant Enki, Rat Fucker, Rat Sputin
Fucker,
Rose, who's hot,
Rose,
I owe $200, Sapphire, Sexy, Cookie, Working, Shinobi Taisho, Side Slide, Sir Dork, Sir Poopy Pimp, Scavenger, Skitty, Slider, Tantrix, Test Subject, The Bug, Thraxius, Tharaxaris,
Thorax.
Fox are upside. Thorax are us.
Thorax.
T-Night, Transistor, Trotsky's Ghost, Turmoil, Terrell, the 911 operator, Volume Server Wave, Vampire This Morning, Xanded, Zenobia, she's my groupie, Zootroy, and Pyro. So very, very cool.
Pyro.
Very, very cool. And Escape Gainsborough.
Huh?
That's what he said, Gainsborough. Oh, Aerith Gainsborough. Okay, whatever.
Is that a place?
Oh, shit, I was reading the IRC again.
You were.
I was.
Bad
oh, shot. They're in Gainsborough. That's a place.
Ah.
Where the fuck's Gainsborough?
I've heard of that. Pennsylvania?
Is it? It's Pennsylvania.
It's probably in my
it's
own private
It's in the UK,
Idaho.
I think. Mm. My private Idaho. Yes. It's the third trailer down. Fuck. So you're free to distribute this show any way you see fit. We're still broadcasting. We're still on the air for as long as we possibly can. Very sorry that I haven't had Tales from the After Now out, but too fucking bad. I've been busy and shit. Haven't had a chance. Sorry.
You haven't sent enough love letters.
Yeah, that's right.
Steamy
I
love
can't
letters.
Believe you guys. I can't believe you guys even fucking tune in. And once again, super shouts out to everyone who does the remixes and the art and stuff. That is the reason why we even bother. You know,
Sabo, you rock Sora.
Yeah, very very cool Sabo. Say it with Sabo. So thank you very much, and thanks for everyone for coming out tonight. And if you want to make sure that this program stays on, you want to get us more popular, want to see us more in mainstream media, you've got to get two people hooked on the show. You can also write all the Rant Radio stuff on money, write it wherever you like, vandalize in our name. It's a good idea, generally.
That's right. Yeah. And, take pictures of it. We like that.
Yeah, send it in to us. We want to see that
shit. We'll put it up.
Okay? And if you want to send any information, you get any cool links, by all means, send it to me. Yeah, you might only get a little tiny link from me saying, thanks, I'll put it in the next show. But to be honest with you, it does make the show worthwhile, and I'll thank you on the air.
It helps the show.
Because I always do. All right? So be cool, and always remember, where you come from is gone. Oh, wait, we got to say goodbye before I do my big tagline. Priest!
Okay, guys, y'all take care of yourself now and get the hell out of the IRC.
Okay. Tim?
Oh, bye. I don't normally say bye, I don't think.
Tim,
no.
Okay, well, where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to, weren't ever there. Where you are ain't no good unless you can get away from it. Not normally, but one other thing I did want to say is I was really glad that Sabo actually puts that Just One Quick Scream.
Oh, yeah, that's
like,
really cool.
That song was like my total... if someone was going to do a mix to Just One Fix with some of my most hardcore, like the 12-inch edit, that would be really cool because I love that scream.
Yeah.
I wanted to get that as my car horn.
Freak everyone out. Okay.
Yeah, then I'd hook up methane to my roof and then light it on fire and drive through an Amish village.
That would be nice.
That'd be fucking dope.
Yeah. Actually, doing anything to the Amish would be kind of funny.
Well, not really. What I'd like to do is give the Amish Mecca.
What be this?
It's a barn raiser. Barn raiser it is. I was looking at this catalog. This is some fucked up
barn
shit.
Barn raising catalog?
No. It was an Amish catalog.
What?
Where they had modern day stuff that looked ancient.
Amish have no buttons or zippers.
What's the date? What's the cutoff date?
I don't know. No, the thing is, they have like microwaves that look like regular old stoves.
This isn't Amish, then.
Yeah, no, it's for the Amish.
They don't have electricity.
Yes, they do.
No,
they just like the look of
the hardcore. No, the hardcore Amish have no electricity.
Well, I don't want to be hardcore. Like I don't want to be these quasi-Amish, because Amish are goth.
Oh, yeah.
Amish are real goth. Actually, Amish are really fucking creepy.
Damn straight.
Seriously, dress up the Amish, make them all really pale, give the chicks ruby red lipstick and, like, dyed hair. You got a creepy fucking commune there, man. That's some groovy
Very.
Shit. Like, don't fuck with the Amish.
Good thing is you make fun of them all you want.
What language do they fucking speak? Is that a language? Amish? I speak Amish.
Amish.
Is
that
like
Amish.
Art? As it is, 'tis no barn English. What the fuck? I'm not English, dude. My name's Sean Kenny. I come from Canada. I got an Irish heritage. Who the fuck you call English there, button boy? You know, seriously, what the
fuck's
that all about?
Button boy.
I don't know. Anyway, that's it for tonight's show. Tune in next week where I'm going to make fun of other. What's this? Leshek thinks he hurt Sean's feelings with his Sean Butt comment. Sorry, Sean. I'm sorry. Yeah, fuck you guys. I have really thin skin. Leshek, whatever. You know, if you really hurt my feelings, I'd cry.
I'm going to play this Cartman sample again, because it is just so mighty.
It is pretty
mighty. It's off the second to last.
And besides, I can't be mad at Leshek. He's got a kick-ass show. So, when is Leshek's kick-ass show? I'll pimp that.
You're making me look.
You don't know when your own fucking show's on?
No. As long as they do their show. That's all I care.
don't fuck
Friday at 6 p.m.
Friday?
Pacific Daylight Time. It is mighty. It is quite the show.
Is it?
It is.
Yeah, I really want to check that out. The only problem is I work full time.
Download it.
Fucking 5 days. Oh, really? Is it available
Skull,
to download?
Skull Crew.
Oh, those fucking dope guys of Skull Crew.
They are the masters.
I'd love to fucking post to those guys.
That's tight.
So,
Tight.
I was thinking, should I tell them what I was thinking about?
Tight.
I don't know.
I was thinking about. I would. What the fuck? Wait. No. CyberTech gave me the technical breakdown of what that thing was.
Oh, yeah, what is it?
An Archbot, chatbot building architecture, BART architecture, use XML, MSH, Zapier, blah, 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 blah. Translation, Archbot, a text-based AI simulator building system used extensible for markup language, Microsoft's agent technology, i.e. the Office Assistance tool in MS Office, Microsoft's speech API for making voice-enabled application, and Windows scripting host. Synopsis.
Yeah,
basically,
break it down some more.
Basically, a framework that enables JavaScript or VBS script programs to make a custom text AI simulator or type applications like Eliza, etc. So, very, very cool.
Wow. Very nice.
And thanks once again If anyone actually wants to thank anybody for Sean Kay, it's Cybertech. Because I wouldn't even be online if it wasn't
he
for that
made
guy.
Sean Kay.
Well, he introduced me to the internet.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. So that's
Cybertech,
pretty...
You're tight.
That's pretty fucking dope.
For people who can't get enough of Sean and us, you can have 26 hours of What the Hell.
Yes, you can have...
Has been posted.
Holy cow. Oh, God.
The
24-hour marathon.
So if you didn't... If the word basically doesn't bother you now, it will after that.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
You will not...
That's the... straw that broke the camel's back, that show.
Yeah, that was the nail in the coffin. That was just wow.
I have to hear that. I've never heard
that. Wow.
It's all there. Wow. It's about 22 and a half hours.
So anyway.
I can handle that.
Now we're really going, okay? So fucking, you ready to sign off here?
Yeah, I'm all ready.
Okay,
I'm
fucking off. Bye.
It puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets a hose again.
Mister, please get me out of here.
Now put the lotion back in the basket.
My parents have money, mister, to give you whatever you want, please.
Put the lotion in the f***ing basket. Put the lotion in the f***ing basket. Oh, no, precious.
So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you found, and you're scared shitless cause evil abounds. Come join us. Well, I heard you were looking for a place to fit in, for a better people.